All right. Welcome, everyone. This is a Wayne County Economic Development Board meeting. It's August 20th, 2025. We'll start with roll call. Darren?
Here.
Greg?
Here.
Chiquel?
Here.
Myself, Noreen, and Abby.
Abby.
And we have a guest.
Parker Versmack with Jones & Newman Engineering.
All righty. Thank you. All right. First up on our agenda is the review of May 21st, 2025 meeting minutes. I read through them quickly. They look pretty good to me.
I motionally accept the minutes.
All right, motion's been made to accept the May 21st board meeting minutes. Do I have a second?
Second.
All right, motion's been made and seconded. All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? No. All right, letter from Desert Blooms Daycare on grant.
So this is where part of the grant is that they come and report on the progress of their grant, but where she runs the daycare center, it's really hard for her to come and present in person. So she submitted a letter. And I'll just read it for the record. It just says, Wayne County Commissioners, I want to give you a quick update on our new daycare here in Hanksville. Since opening back in June, I've been able to fill all available spots. With a grant, we were able to convert our two-car garage into a clean, safe, and welcoming space, accommodating up to 15 kids. We were also able to fence in a good-sized portion of our backyard dedicated to our daycare. We're hoping in the near future to add a fun playground. For myself and my family, this has been a huge blessing in so many ways. I have always been a working parent, and for 6 out of my 15 years of parenting, I was a single mom of 2 boys and I had encountered all the stresses alone trying to find trustworthy people. At the time, I was living away from my own family. Moving back home to Hanksville, and I've been lucky enough to have the support of family, friends, and of course, my amazing husband who has supported my decision in taking on this new journey. I've always wanted to do something in a new way to give back and help other families in our community, and I believe this is it. This grant helped me take it to the next level, pushing me to get state certified. I believe in the best thing to do, offering those in need of state assistance. The stress of always trying to find sitters for jobs has been a problem here in our small community. Our daycare hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. 2 meals and 3 snacks are provided at that time. We do crafts, we play, imaginations are always running rampant, and new friendships are being created. Thank you again for your time. Sincerely, Shandy Wang with Desert Blossoms Daycare.
All right, next up is 2026 budget.
Okay, Abby. So we have the new budget for next year started essentially July 1st, and so we need to submit by the end of this month. Our budget, we get $200,000. We have a $20,000 rollover from last year from Ant Hill RV Park who couldn't accept the grant. So we essentially have $220,000. $30,000 is already spent for our 6th regional council for my position. It's a great investment, I must say. Great investment. So one of the things that we talked about continuing is the CDL licensing. I did speak with Skylar, and we have one person enrolled right now in that. There's a lot of problems with getting people to pass the permit test right now. A lot of interest in it, not a lot of people who can pass the test so far. So it's not the driving part, it's just they have to get that permit before they can even sign up for the grant. And so he thinks we're okay with the money we have right now carrying us through to next year. So he said, don't do anything. Don't budget any more money right now. So he said, we're good for now. But so anyway, so we have basically $190,000.
Anyone have anything in mind?
I don't know. How are we doing on, maybe this is the part where we talk about the development of this. You want to talk about this? Because I don't know what we need to make this happen or.
Yeah, I can kind of just pass them around everybody real quick. We'll... So We've been tasked over the last year or so to work with Wayne County to do a master plan for an industrial park. You might have heard some about that. And the industrial park was originally taking place near the airport. The county had some property there. We've got a report where we went through and documented how many lots we could make and things like that. And then we kind of hit a roadblock on that area. Just it was going to be cost prohibitive to get water down to there. And so we kind of pivoted. We started looking at the county-owned land by the community center. And so what we have here is a concept of a business park that could go in there. Abby's had some great ideas. I won't steal your thunder.
They know about it. We talked about doing, like, are you talking about the buildings and stuff? Yeah. I know we're looking at adding this into the inland port. So I think Jenna's going to be putting that in that. If we bond out for this, then we could do a lot of the infrastructure with that, but you have to have somebody who's interested in going in it to get the bond for it. So we have some money that's going to take care of some stuff, but it's mostly surveying, right, or water line?
Yeah, so a commission meeting on Monday, we've got around $230,000 to $250,000 that needs to be spent by the end of the year. That's not enough to do any one thing on its own. So kind of the approach right now is we're going to call it a phase one approach. So we'll bring the water line from 400 South, the Bicknell water line, will bring it down, get it down to these lots, and then we'll bring the power line over and get it to the that 350 East Road. And then essentially, without building any roads or anything, that those first two lots that are between the loop, so the 1.1 acres and the 1.03 that abut to 350 East, those two lots would be in a position where the county could sell those or build the starter shops, or, you know, however we wanted to move with that. But essentially, phase one would get us two, and if we had some money left over, it could actually get us four or five lots that could be part of phase one and developed and sold. And then the money from that, the county could use to pay for the rest of the subdivision and get that pushed through.
Would that include, are you guys surveying it too?
So yes, we will do, we'll plat it out. Colleen told us that there is a moratorium on major subdivisions in the county, so we're probably going to look at what we can do within a minor subdivision and stay within that, because that moratorium is going to be in place till like January or February.
Even on our own stuff?
It's the first I'd heard of it, so it's like, oh, look.
I don't think they can approve their own and not approve
someone
else's.
I don't think they can either.
Sticky business to be in, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So. Oh, snap.
So, but they can do the minor subdivision.
But can we survey it, but just not?
So we'll survey it, but we'll create two plat maps. One will be the plat for whatever we decide to do in the minor subdivision to start with, and then the second will be the rest of it. So once the moratorium lifts, we can file the other plat.
So you can survey and bring water and power to here, mm-hmm, off of that 230.
Yep.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yep. So that's the game plan, is we'll bring water down. It'll include one fire hydrant, and we'll get power over, and then we'll have at least two lots that are ready to
really?
Go.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So we could theoretically do that thing with the building.
Yeah. Yeah, if you could find some money somewhere else to build the buildings. But we'd have two lots ready to go.
So this is what we kind of talked about, is doing those steel buildings where we basically bring, like, CO buildings, like do a building and, you know, kind of separate it in half. So it's like two garage doors with two man doors. And then you kind of rent each half out, and we give them like a time frame. Like, we can rent this to you for, say, 2 or 3 years. We collect rent on it. And then we basically just kind of try and mentor them to buy into one of their own places, one of these lots here. It's basically like an incubation or innovation center, kind of like trying to get something going in these areas to try and make things happen. The nice part about this is where these grants are restricted funds, we have to account for it. Any rent you pull in on these, it's unrestricted funds. You can use it for whatever you want.
How much would they charge a month on for rent?
Whatever we wanted. I already okayed it with the state. They were okay with it as long as like we retain ownership of those buildings up until like, what, like if we filled the business park, then you could, you know, make that the last thing or something like that. So it's basically, you know, essentially mentoring people, kind of trying to, essentially it's like trying to get people out of their garages or something. Like if somebody's got a cabinet shop or a welding shop, saying, okay, you can kind of rent one of these spaces. So you'd want it to be cheap enough so it's worthwhile for them to get out, get into a commercial location, something like that.
Do you have any interest yet? Do you know?
I haven't even like put it out there yet. I didn't know we were gonna be able to do it this quick, to be honest with you.
Yeah, we should have at least those two lots done by the end of the year.
I did talk to CO Buildings and they said for $150 you could get a big enough building installed, like the building pad and still installed for $150. I was surprised.
How big a building?
I didn't even bring it with me. I didn't even think like it would, I could look it up because I was kind of surprised to be honest with you. I didn't think we'd be able to do it this soon. But the concept is really cool. I know the state was really interested in it. They thought it was kind of cool too. Bless you.
What happens down here when there's not that much interest? I mean, if that happens, I'm just saying.
Oh, here it is. It's a 45 by 70 foot building. The building is $44,460.
A little over 3,000 square feet, so that'd give you 1,500 square feet per unit.
Is that small? I don't know. So this is like the concept drawing of it.
It's not overly big.
Not overly big.
No.
I wonder if you could stretch it to 100 feet and then you'd have a 50 by 45 on each side. Get you over 2,000 square feet.
Yeah.
That's probably about all that would fit on the lots. You're 250 by 170 on those first two.
I mean, setbacks. That's my question. As I look at this, I'm like, okay, is this a residential subdivision or a commercial subdivision? Just sizes. And there's one that's 1.97 acres, but it doesn't have, I guess it has some, possibly get some access on 24.
Off of 24? I don't think they will.
Yeah, I don't think you'll get it off of 24.
So that's minimal.
A lot of the industrial parks and business parks that we've seen in recent years have gone to smaller lot sizes. And then typically what you'll see is you'll have somebody that comes in that needs 3 acres and they'll buy two lots adjacent and combine them.
Okay.
And then that changes their setback configuration again. But we felt like this gave the county the most flexibility. Because again, we didn't want to, and we could do, you know, really we can do a lot of different things with lot configurations and lot sizes. Make them bigger. We're trying to balance, you know, economics, hopefully, you know, kind of the startup businesses. And really the kind of long-term vision that I would see too is if you're building a building where a tenant can come in and rent, you know, ideally they'd be there 2 or 3 years, get established. And then they'd be able to buy one of these other lots and build their business right there and just move, you know, down the street basically. And you know, you could kind of organically build your business park. If it doesn't take off, that's a concern, obviously, right? you know, I think that's really our job and our opportunity to do everything we can to make it so it does create a great environment for businesses to come in. You know, I think there, a lot of that's just dependent on you know, economics beyond just the county too, you know, supply and demand and things. People have ideas that they can market and sell or trades and things like that. So some of it is, you know, where we haven't had this in the past, it's been hard to gauge maybe how much interest there would be, but if it was here and available, maybe there would be more ideas and maybe more, even more grants in the future to help some of these small businesses get up and established.
Do they have an idea on what they want to sell the lots for?
I think honestly,
this is where government's different than.
Yeah, because you have to go off the fair value for the lots, so that's the problem. You could where it's in the port. It's CRA kind of thing. You can get away with some things for that because if it were just like a lot and you're selling it, then you do have to do fair value, but where this is going to be included, the inland port, you can do incentives and stuff like that. So that is because you're trying to basically spur economic development for it. So that is the good part. I mean, we're not trying to do this to make money off of it. We're actually trying to do this to spur some developments for.
Promote some growth.
Yeah, promote some growth. Make things happen, trying to get people thinking outside the box, like what could go in here, what could happen. I mean, lately we've been seeing requests for information, things that don't require a lot of water and a lot of electricity. So they have been asking for a lot of land, but much bigger than this. But what I'm thinking is that we're gonna have to do some homegrown businesses. And so a lot of them just don't have the resources to create something. But my thought process is if we can actually get them into a commercial location and get them started and then actually maybe start doing cheaper rent, maybe even something as cheap as $500 a month, and then start having them work with Snow College Small Business Development Center saying, okay, this is how much you're gonna need for like business loans, you know, start working with the bank, something like that, where they start looking at buying or building a commercial building, what's the process, that kind of thing. Then they really start thinking like a business.
And you said you don't want retail, or they frown on retail, correct?
Yeah.
If we put money into the industrial park, hasn't some of the grant money gone towards the industrial parks?
So this is the final money here is for the industrial park, and then any of this, the RCG money. So any of the money that we use to do the buildings, this $200,000, that is for industrial park. Any of the rent money that we have is unrestricted funds. We can use it for whatever we want. So that could be a revolving loan fund. So we can use that money to do our own loans to businesses to help them. You could do it for to help develop more things. You could do it kind of for whatever you want. It can grow interest where normally you can't, like normally RCG stuff, you can't do loans, you can't do anything like that.
So you have $250,000 already set aside for.
Yeah, the Abbey. I mean, it's money, the grant money that was intended for the industrial park. We kind of hit a stone wall there, so.
Because of the prairie dogs and the water. So we did get permission. We got the contract amended to move it to here. So they were okay with it based upon it being an industrial park.
So you basically want to know if we want to put the 2026 budget toward this, or something else.
Mm-hmm. We do not have to do that.
I think these little mini grants you did with these businesses worked well. Mm-hmm. I think it helped a lot of people. But I'm good with whatever.
So do they want the full amount to go towards this?
No, we can do whatever we want with this money, but like to do one, unless we do a smaller building on it. I mean, I don't know. You have $190,000 to do something with.
So are we looking at putting money towards the infrastructure or towards a building?
Just the building. Infrastructure's taken care of.
Yeah. Okay.
I would say that'd be the main priority, is if we can get a couple of lots that are developable. You know, if that's the plan of attack, is to put one of these duplex business units on it, then any way we can go about getting that started would be ideal.
So your $250,000 is going to go to power and water, basically? Is that correct?
Yeah, the survey, the plat work, and then power and water to those first two lots.
Are you putting in three-phase power down here?
Three-phase. We need to... Gard Kane won't really talk to us till we fill out an application and get started, which the commissioners approved on Monday to do that. I would love to have a three-phase 400-amp service on every lot. I don't know if that's a possibility based off of upstream infrastructure.
It's a lot of money.
But it would be... You know, realistic, like on a 1 acre lot, 200 amp service is probably going to be.
Businesses are going to need three phase.
Well, Bicknell Town just put in three phase out to our well, and it was about $400,000 to mm-hmm. run it out there.
Yeah, they quoted us, I think, $25 a foot to do underground power.
And we finally had to go above ground because it got so expensive.
Okay. Half expecting them to tell us that there's a transformer upstream that's not big enough, and that can cost several hundred thousand dollars if we have to replace one, but the likelihood of that to get the first two lots out the door is pretty... I'm pretty certain we can work with what they have available to get two lots out the door.
Unless we want to try and piggyback the end of this year and part of next year. The grant period is July 1st to June 30th.
We can start getting some rental income coming in as well. I mean, that would offset a little bit.
If we can't, so it probably won't be ready to build until next year.
Yeah, I mean, it could be this spring, if you had money budgeted, you could technically be building in the spring.
Will $250,000 put your water and power in?
From what we're seeing right now, yeah.
2,000 feet of 8-inch pipe.
And that's just the service line.
So the water pipe's going to cost about $110,000 roughly, and $15,000 for hydrants and some valves.
And just so you know, like that, this was like a rough quote, like it's just really quick quote on a thing. We'll have to put it out for like
bid,
bid.
Yep. So these are just budgetary numbers we're working with right now.
I was just curious to see if like it was even possible. I'd much rather use somebody local. I was just like, how much would it be for building? I thought it was going to be super expensive. And when you told me, I'm like, I could actually do this.
What's the curb appeal going to be like? Are we going to have any guidelines or anything? I mean, is there some residential areas around that might complain? Or
there's no residential down there.
Okay.
Cemetery, they don't complain much. No, they're not going to have much to say. There's no housing down there. It's all farmland.
Yeah. Down about right here, there's some houses.
Yeah.
That is a good question. Are they going to have like some CCNRs and some requirements in there? Do you know?
So, I mean, it's still in the county. It's not getting annexed into Bicknell, is the way I understand it.
We tried.
I've kind of stayed out of that and just let the commissioner and others take care of that. But
yeah.
And it's not gone to county planning and zoning yet, so we've not had any real... I mean, I was there a year ago talking with them on some of it, but this concept and current layout's not been there yet.
So the main thing we need is a budget, so if we budget towards it and things don't work out, we can reallocate, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do. We have 5 minutes till Noreen has to go, and I do have to submit a budget.
Well, as mentioned, you'd probably want a little bit bigger building.
I don't think 1,500 square feet's big enough.
That's going to be a little bit more cost, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'd do 50 by 100.
So what does that give you in square footage?
I give you 2,500 square feet.
I agree.
Per section. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, say that again. So, I mean, like, if I put out an RFP for this, and maybe you know people who can do it for even cheaper, but what's the footage you would do?
Like 50 by 100.
50 by 100.
I would sit on that lot well.
Mm-hmm. And that's like two garage door, two man doors, right?
Yeah.
And then
Because you'd have to have restrooms in it.
Yep, two restrooms. And then I even told them, like, I wanted two offices, too.
I think you'll be...
Is that going to be too small? Or no,
no, I just don't think that... I don't think your 200
will... I don't think it will, either. Yeah.
Just because... Yeah.
Especially when we can
budget it towards it. I can put some numbers together.
So do you think we're going to have to piggyback a little bit, like, off of this and then a little bit? I mean, like, do you want to do that? If we can't do it till the spring anyway.
You're close to your next one.
It's going to be close. If this goes through June 30th, if we do, like, 100,000 or 125 of this one and then 125 of the next one, now we have 250.
Yeah. You could probably get the concrete and the shell up, and then you could come back and put your septic and tie your utilities in and your office and bathroom in the inside of it.
On your
partition wall.
Yeah.
Insulation.
Because you could actually start doing it before. Like, I'm late on this, so I could have started doing this July 1st.
You have reduced rent, you're probably going to get interest, so you should be able to fill them fairly easy.
So what if you put 150 out of this 26 budget, and if you can't start spring, take another 150 out of your next one? That'd give you three.
Do you want to do some business grants, or no, just like max it out this year, or what? Do you want to see what the art, like, what it comes out at?
We still have $35,000 for the CDL classes, correct?
Yes.
We've got enough for them. They weren't filling the spots at all. We have one person who's taking it right now.
And I've got another person that, he's passed, he's got his learner's permit. He's
just
working on
the medical and stuff? Or?
He's got his medical, his learner's permit. He's just driving truck with guys and learning a little bit more before he goes and takes it, so anytime now.
Okay, yeah, just have him go online and fill that out.
Just need to boost his confidence a little bit.
Okay. So what, does anybody want to make a motion? Because we have 190,000.
Put 150 towards this and 40,000 towards mini grants?
I think so. I think that's
okay,
great.
Okay, anybody want to? Okay, and then you've got it. Whenever you make the motion, you have to do the 30,000 on R6. So tell me what you want to do.
So I make a motion we do 30,000 to R6, 40,000 to four mini grants, and 150,000 for a building and then industrial park.
Mini grants, and then 150 building.
All right. Motion's been made to put 30,000 towards CDL or R6, sorry, 150 towards a building, and 40 towards mini grants. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
All right, all in favor? Aye. Aye. Any opposed? No. that takes care of your 2026 budget, correct?
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna leave, sorry.
No, we are actually done, that's all I needed.
Does someone tell you to spend money?
To spend money. Okay, do you want a motion? I'll make a motion to close the meeting.
All right, motion's been made to close.
Second.
All in favor? Aye. Meeting adjourned.
Easy peasy, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I'm excited. That's good stuff.